We're middle of ice men. Number 40. That Hashem created the world for us to be able to appreciate it. And again, the Indian of the Yichud is the best way to bring that out. Me'ata in page Chokimu. Hine kvara isa ma shamarti loch l'mayla kvar. Manishtana korek ma'las yichud is that mikosha har ma'las asher l'shleimus. Why is yichud specifically the way to bring out for us understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shzehu ha'nois in mokum nihilu chazeh shal chisaron u'shleimus avoida v'kibu schar. Ki omnam im lo'hoya roitze ha'rotzen ha'elyon elu l'galois ma'lois mishleimusoy. Hashem just wanted to show us different pieces of his shleimus. He has to create dvarim which are appropriate in accordance with those midos. And then he wouldn't have a chisaron at all. Because if you want to have that, the bria has the ultimate. If in the bria, by looking at the bria, you could tap into the ultimate Chochmah of Hashem, so it would have to contain that level of Chochmah. You wouldn't be able to hide it. And if there's no Chisaron, then there's nothing for us to be Megala. But again, this is saying the same point, that once he chose that the Midah that we should see is the Yichud Hashem, then it makes sense to have areas which are covered, which still allow for us to reveal, and it's not a stira that the real yichud is there. Whereas if it would be chokhmah, then you would have to make it with a weaker chokhmah, and we would have to add to the chokhmah, which wouldn't make sense. Or you would have to create a creation which has no chokhmah, and it also wouldn't make sense. So that's why the midah that Hashem used to create the world and make the makom of aravoda in is in the ma'ala, in midah of yichud Hashem. Ach, ein zadayin soif birur hayichud. Elo she soif davar mikoach shleimusa ye other be'emes achisarin, and then at the end, when we remove all chisroinis, all deficiencies of the bria, the yeshara kol mesukan bekoach mamshelas tuvai, and then everything is clear from his rulership of the world. Oz yikarish enigla b'poil. That's when it comes clear. Okay, so even though we're Megala, let's say there's two levels, I guess, two steps in Gilui, in the Gilui of the Yichud. One step is for us to realize it. Gilui, the revelation of the Yichud. One is for us to realize it. We realize this is fake, this is not real. The more and more we see Kshofim, we see Koichos of Ra, the more says in Kshofim. So we see something which looks like a Koach, Teva. No, this is just Ratzon Hashem. This is just Ratzon Hashem. So we are Megalit. But ultimately, the real Gilui is when it becomes clear Mitzad the Bria, right? And then it's clear Be'etzem.
Yes.
In the world itself, it's clear. It's not just we keep on figuring it out.
Like Mashiach.
Right. Correct. So he says, the Omnom Tiri Mayotzi Zeh. Kinei Zevanda Yigroin. Even though man was created with a certain deficiency, it's not going to stay forever. Adrabba, it's a mum oiver. Mum shetzarich lavar al kolpanim. It's a mum shetzarich lavar al kolpanim. El shaharbe drachim yimtzu lahavar oisay. Our deficiency, which is that we see the world with chisaron, is going to have to be completed. Okay. Now he's going to get into a point which is a little more lamaisa, a little more how the world, the next step. V'tavini shoresh kol zeh. Okay. Where do these chisaronos come from? Ki hinei hachisaron hahu. The deficiencies in the world, which the way what he's calling them are lack of yichud, every deficiency in the world essentially is a place where we sense a lack of yichud. In other words, there's something else here, not Hashem. And that's the shiur deficiency in the world, because we're sensing something else other than Hashem. Shalei rotza lahoyer panov al nivro'ov mitchila miyad. He didn't want to just come in and say, hey, here I am. Shiu shleimim bitchila. And then there would be shleimim right away. Ela adrabo. Hister panov mehem, Hashem hid himself. And he left the world missing. Kine or pnei melech chayim vaday. Vesteru hu mekor hara. Po'idin dam vizel kamon. This is going to be a big, big subject later, which is that evil is not a creation in and of itself.
Because
God can't create evil, because God is good. But evil comes from the places where the hester is more apparent. The hiding of Hashem is more apparent. There's less, quote unquote, Hashem is more hidden from those places.
It's not really evil, really.
Right. It's definitely evil. Evil is the places where there's the greatest lack of yichud. The greatest lack of spirituality, of godliness, or whatever you want to call it, are the places where evil is. But it's not its own creation.
It like makes sense, but it's very hard to like really...
No, well, we're not to that.
Evil's really bad, you know, so it's like...
So God... No, but the whole job... Chris has been saying is to be megala the yichud there. So that means really that's that you're supposed to find that it's not wrong.
Yeah. You're supposed to find that doesn't have a koch by itself, right?
So that means it's not really ra.
Yeah. There's nothing that's really right. The ra is there for us to see through it ultimately. But anyway, let's get up to that.
And you're saying that I thought that it had to be a creation of God. Where did it come from? Did you create itself?
No, I understand, but really, God only creates good things. So the Hashem created it, but the power for it to do ra was primarily because he's holding back the hashpa that there should be or pnei Hashem there, and that's where there's room to be ra. Okay, well, let's get to that. That's a little later. Aval kivon shakavona hatachlisas behester azeh ein alias nistar. The ultimate purpose in the places which are hidden are to become clarified. El Adam and the Golos Akarkach, to become clear that Hashem is there too. Will have your kolah rashin olda rak min hesterahu to remove the evil. Hine al kain some loychoik umishmot legalos pnei tuvay anistarim. Hashem made it that our job is legalos tuvay, which is nistar, which is hidden. So how do we do this? Okay. How do we do this? How do we show Hashem is yichud? How do we take the first step in realizing and showing the yichud Hashem? He said, "Oy al yidei ma'isim shiyasu b'nei ha'adam." Either it's through ma'isim that people will do. Heim heima hamishpatim v'atoyrois asher nasan lanu torasu toras emes. It's through mitzvahs. Asher yase oisa ha'adam v'chai bohem. Kischar mitzvah mitzvah. Hu ha'aras ponav shehister oisa min ha'adam b'tchila sitzir osay. This is a very important point. We don't have the opportunity to experience the true or of Hashem, the light of Hashem, because he hid it. But when a person does a mitzvah, the time he does the mitzvah, he's bringing down a certain amount of Or Hashem into the world. This could be called the Or HaMakif, which is talked about by the Gra and the Chaim Volozhiner, that when the Chaim Volozhiner quotes this Mishnah, Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah, he says, the way Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah works is that once a person decides to do a mitzvah, he already brings a spiritual energy from Shemayim, which is called the Or HaMakif. And the Armakiv gives him the courage to furize the mitzvah, to go ahead and do the mitzvah. So he's saying a very similar point, that when a person, obviously there's drops and drops and drops. When a person does a mitzvah, at the place that he's doing a mitzvah, he's bringing Or Hashem into the world. and you could not have experienced that prior to that mitzvah. But we have our Yetzirah. There's a lot of things which are negative in Yetzirah. The Maaseh HaMitzvahs Me'irim Alav Ha'or HaGanus. The Maaseh HaMitzvahs that we do bring down special light. If you do all the mitzvahs you're supposed to do in the world, you will experience a tremendous light. Rambam Lashon takes it a step further and he says, all the light that you created in this world, all that spiritual credit, that is your Olam Haba. I don't know what that means exactly, but basically, all of that creation you take with you, and that's the aura of Hashem that you bask in the next world, whatever that means. That's my just point. Omnam if I care, lo yetiv. In Alpha Pekin, Yirtza Hayichud Ha'elyon lehis galois. The Mais Hashem has a tachlis in the Bria. So how is he going to bring out the tachlis if you're doing averus? He lo lanetzach yaster ponam elo. He's not going to allow himself to be hidden forever. What he's going to have to do is destroy the evildoers eventually. Every Rosh has a choice. Either they're going to do tshuva and they're going to be part of the mission, or the way they're going to bring out the yichud is by being destroyed. A Rosh that's destroyed is bringing out the yichud Hashem. Because now they're showing that their Shom don't have a king. So you have a job to do in this world, which is to bring out the Yichud Hashem in the world. Either you can do it through mitzvahs, and I'm bringing out more and more and more, and I'm filling the world with spiritual energy. Or if not, then the way I'm going to be able to bring out that Yichud is by being killed. Go for it. Huh? Yeah, by the Yichud Hashem is going to be that, you know what the Yichud will be? Is when Hashem, when this person leaves the world, that's going to be a Gilui of Yichud.
Showing that Hashem is Din B'Cheshvan. There's somebody here.
Right.
There's some charge.
Right.
Talked about today,
sure. I don't want to mix the two. It's too complicated. But that's the concept over here. Okay. Wow.
What are you up to?
We're up to the middle of 40.
Still in the 40. Okay.
Yeah. 40 is very long.
40 is very difficult.
What?
It's a difficult thing.
It's, he throws in a lot over there. Let's have a good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Rabbi, the